Recorded Books and RB Digital present Lost and Found by Danielle Steele, narrated by Dan John Miller. To Tom, my beloved cowboy, so greatly loved, bigger than life, so vast, bigger than the sky, forever a part of me, with all my love, until we meet again. And to my so greatly loved children, Trevor, Todd, Beatrix, Nick, Samantha, Victoria, Vanessa, Max, and Zara. With all my heart and soul and love for you forever. Mommy, D.S. You're not old until your dreams become regrets. Anonymous. Chapter 1. Madison Allen lived in an old brick firehouse in the West Village in downtown New York, a few blocks east of the Hudson River. The firehouse was 100 years old. It had been a departure for Maddie after living on the Upper East Side most of her life. She had raised her 3 children in a comfortable, although not luxurious, apartment in a serious-looking pre-war building. Buying the firehouse downtown had been an act of independence for her, and it had become a labor of love. She had bought it 15 years before, when her youngest child, Malagra, had left for college. Her older two, Deanna and Ben, were 20 and 21 when she bought it, and still came home for school holidays. 2 years later, they had moved into their own apartments, and never came home to live again after they had graduated. Deanna moved into an apartment in Chelsea and got a job as an assistant designer for a successful contemporary fashion brand that was popular with young women.